Evening, Freedom Over Fear family. We are back for another Monday, Mama Bears Monday. And tonight we have a very special guest with us. Now, this person, I knew about her before she even probably heard about us, of course, because she has been involved in some incredible truth, independent journalism, and Hollywood for a very long time. And she knows the geopolitical scene as well and knows what's going on for many years. I'm sure you've been watching this for many years. So, and if you can't guess who it is, it's the great Mel Kay.
Hi, Rachel.
So excited to be on your show. I am such a huge fan of you both. We've become not just on the front lines in the battle of good and evil and truth and justice with the Reawakening Tour together, but we've become really good friends, and it's an honor to be on your show. I'm so excited to be here, and really, really happy for you guys that you guys are getting out there and getting your own show going. I hope everyone that's watching is subscribed, and my subscribers, please go over there. These two women are making a big difference. They're the original Mamba Bears.
We are.
Yeah. I guess that term came from Tulsa.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Dr. Meehan.
With Dr. Meehan, who you have the honor to interview later today.
Right, because you guys have been on my show, and it's been a pleasure to watch you guys fight, but you inspired so many mothers and fathers all over the country, and it really is your story that went mainstream, that got people up and out and to their school boards, and look at what's happened. So goes to show you a little bit of truth and a little bit of courage and bravery and getting outside the box can really make a difference, and you guys are proof of that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you are too, Mel. You sacrificed a lot over several years for doing what you're doing. So we love you.
And we appreciate everything you're doing. You're amazing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, it's what sets us free, right? I mean, if we don't have the truth, we're not truly free.
No.
And so you sharing the truth and risking what you have and sacrificing your time and you know, your role in what you used to do for this, I mean, to tell the truth to America, we couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah. And, you know, I think all of us feel like this is about God and good and evil. And you guys together have 12 children and their future matters. And it matters to me. And we're watching something really scary happen under the guise of the COVID, which is really the Great Reset. And is and look, we're watching. We see we're going around America together. We go to all these amazing events, which I encourage everyone to go to, because as you guys know, and I know, because you guys do what I do, which is we do meet and greets. We actually interact with people who've been isolated, alone, alienated. And after we have a conversation with people, they feel empowered and they go back to their local community. You guys work a lot, I know, with General Flynn and about local action. So it's just, I just figured, if people don't know who the puppet masters are and they're taking the narrative from the mainstream media, it's very easy to miss what's going on here and to mistake the virus for the problem when the problem is really a totalitarian takeover that's been planned for a long time. And the scariest part that people don't get is that the COVID or SARS-CoV-2, the bioweapon, was planned for underneath Hillary Clinton. And if Hillary had won, I guarantee you we'd still be locked down and there'd be a lot more deaths. Plus the World War III geopolitically that the U.S., the installed regime and NATO is trying to pull off because the, you know, military industrial complex is broke, also was scheduled to come under Hillary Clinton. So no matter what people think of Donald Trump or whatever else, I believe that God is in charge of what's going on in America, because if we were under different circumstances, all of this would have been far worse. And their plan for the New World Order, Great Reset, would have already kicked in. And we would right now have no sovereignty left at all.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you give a little bit of your background, Mel? Just a snippet of like where you came from and how God's brought you to this point in your life. Just
quickly. Yeah, sure. I grew up in, my dad was a real patriot. My mom is a real teacher that loved teaching. And we grew up really immersed in history. And we traveled a lot to places. I was like in Israel at 4 years old and in Europe and all over as a young kid, and really learned the value of history and truth and education. And that took me to I went to NYU for journalism, which I worked in media for a while. I actually worked at MTV, and then I worked at a Viacom. And then I worked at CNN. I worked at Good Morning America. And then I went back for film. And when I was in film school, I happened upon, actually undergrad, I happened upon a writer named Hannah Arendt. She wrote The Origins of Totalitarianism, but she also wrote a book called Eichmann in Jerusalem, The Banality of Evil. And it was about the only Nazi trial held by the Jews in Israel, Adolf Eichmann trial. And she had covered it as a journalist for the New York Magazine. And then they made it into a book. And I became obsessed with her. And when I became a screenwriter, that was my first big screenplay I wrote. And the reason it matters is because now all these years later, being a 20-year-old girl obsessed with how this happened in Nazi Germany and the banality of evil concept, which is that all these people were following orders. You know, a lot of times I say in my speeches that 6 million Jews and others, gypsies, elderly, mentally ill, were put to death, were killed, innocent people in the Holocaust, but a million people, at least German citizens, worked at the camps. And as I learned and I wrote about that whole time, I was obsessed with the idea that her thesis was, it wasn't the convinced Nazi that was the problem in Germany that allowed that to happen. It was the apathetic German who knew what was going on and did nothing. And fast forward to where we are now, and I started to see this same thing that I had researched for 6 months and really dug into playing out exactly the same as it did in Nazi Germany. And I kept being like, what is, and as I dug into it and learned more about the origins of the United Nations, which you guys know, I think is the biggest hoax played on all of our countries in the last 50 years, but that Operation Paperclip and Operation Lockstep, and finding out, wait a minute, the Nazis did not lose World War II. They just came to America and reinvented themselves as the United Nations / Fourth Reich, and are in the midst of trying to pull off the same exact thing, a one world government controlled by a small group of elitists, basically out of Switzerland and the Bank of International Settlements, under the guise of globalism. And using us, these are people that are Luciferian, anti-God, they choose themselves, they believe that they're God, and they believe that people like us who love God and country and family and truth and all of this, that we're some kind of fools, and that this 3,000 group of elitists, you know, monarchs and oligarchs and, you know, these ridiculous like heirs of these bloodlines, somehow have authority over God's planet, God's people, and our inalienable rights given to every human. And I just realized we are in big trouble because it is the exact same playbook as Nazi Germany. And before we jumped on, you mentioned that the unelected governor, who's turning out to be way worse than Cuomo in New York, where I'm from, on January 5th, is about to sign something. And I guarantee with the election fraud and what is going on in New York, New York is a fully captured place, especially New York City. Some of these people, you know, you guys grew up in Iowa. I grew up, you know, all over the place. I lived in Hollywood for 15 years and all of that. I will tell you that New York City, Manhattan, is fully captured. There are people there that are full on brainwashed, Stockholm syndrome, lining up for tests now and got their kids shots as soon as they could. And these are people that are supposedly smart on paper. You know, they run the big banks and all of that. And they are completely, totally just anything Fauci says or Biden regime says, they follow blindly, just like Nazi Germany. But on the 5th of January, people need to know, because everything that's happened in New York has then spread to the country. It started with Cuomo, Gates, and Eric Schmidt saying that they were going to build back better New York, and that they were going to reinvent New York, and all the same lingo we're hearing now really started during the first 2 weeks to stop the spread in New York under Cuomo. Mm-hmm. And so she wants to sign this thing on the 5th of January that says that all New Yorkers that are suspected of carrying the virus or have been in close contact with somebody who has the virus can be, against their will, interned by the government, not just her, the governor, but any health official, for an indefinite amount of time in a quarantine camp. This also includes if parents aren't vaccinating their children can be removed. Mm-hmm. And I fully believe that the demons that are running New York, that really are the puppets of the puppet masters of the World Economic Forum that wrote the whole Build Back Better bill, will sign this. And this, and like I told you guys, this takes me back to all my studies into Nazi Germany, which is the ghettos that they talk about, Warsaw ghetto, other ghettos, started because of a virus, typhus. And they said that if that they had to, you had to go live in a certain place, and people went because they had compassion for their fellow citizens. Like this started. Now I don't take that at all as, you know, that's no excuse. But then in 1938, Hitler's health minister put in almost the exact same wording of this New York bill coming up January 5th of putting people in internment camps, quarantine camps there too, against their will if the government deemed it necessary. And that's where we are. And it's really terrifying.
Do you think, Mel, there's any way that anyone can step in and stop this? Like maybe at a federal level?
Say, what do we do?
Or some like, kind of like
stop it?
Blockade?
Well, also, don't forget New York. Right. Well, New York, the one problem is they already took their guns, you know, and they already, you know, there is really nothing. And it appears to me, at least in New York City, we, you know, we have had totally defund the police. There is no, but I think New York City is the beacon. This is like the Build Back Better crew, the Davos crew is like greatest achievement is destroying the best city in America from the inside out. And it has been. We have no bail for crime. We have no NYPD. If you get stabbed or something, you go up to them, they kind of look at you like there's nothing we can do. They have to call and get permission to even like talk to anyone on the street. Except for apparently now they're arresting people for not wearing masks and cheesecake factories. But they won't help you on the street if something, if you get mugged or something, they just look at you like there's nothing we can do. In New York, they started the QR codes. You have to show your papers that you've been fully vaccinated, which again, the governor of New York is going to change the definition of fully vaccinated right in January when she gets back to all three shots. So anyone that has their vax ID now and has succumbed to that will have to get the booster to be vaccinated and go in anywhere. Like I couldn't get my haircut. You can't go into anywhere in New York, public restaurants, bars, gyms, without the QR code. And then she reinstilled after the Omicron, moronic is the anagram variant, masks indoors, regardless of vaccine status. Wow. And all of this is MK Ultra brainwashing, but guess what? So New York did it, then LA the code and with the indoor masking and all the back restrictions. Now, San Francisco, I heard today, Boston and Chicago, all over something that nobody on the planet has died from. The symptoms are basically the common cold. Honestly, there is no test because everyone knows the PCR test was proven faulty, false positives. So all these people, these New Yorkers are lining up. I'm telling you, they are captured. They are Stockholm syndrome, love the captor. Everything Fauci says to these New Yorkers, these elite snob New Yorkers that are manipulating the world, they're following in lockstep. They don't even realize that they are totally captured and their city has been overtaken by a foreign entity, namely the World Economic Forum and their overlords. And, you know, that's where we are. But that's why we do what we do, is because there's you got to fight back. And like you said, I spent 16 years in Hollywood, too. And, you know, I'm watching. I know that it's New York, L.A. and D.C. and Chicago, basically. But again, they run the media, they run the propaganda machine. We got then Silicon Valley, the technocracy that's censoring everyone. So, you know, we're in a battle, but we keep showing up.
I keep hearing watch New York and watch California. That's been said, you know, from intelligence like, over and over.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that part really makes sense now to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because whatever happens there is going to trickle down to everybody else. That's their guinea pigs.
Right. Exactly.
Say, hey, let's see what we can get away with here. And if we can get away with it here, we'll go to LA.
Right.
If LA falls for it, then we'll just spread it across.
Right.
Like we see that
the captured media. And you guys, you know, you guys fought school boards and stuff. Don't forget, again, they're going to shut down learning in New York. They say they're not, but they are. And and the truth about it, we talked about it on my show a long time ago when you guys came on to talk about fighting the mask mandate. Is once they put your kid in remote learning, really what they're doing is they're data mining your child and they're creating a dossier on every single child because who created Common Core and remote learning? Google and Microsoft, these two guys. So, and then through that, they sell all that data, but they are now, any child that's signing on to remote learning through the public school system is being tracked and traced. Just like anyone downloading the QR code is being tracked and traced. And they're allowing it because the Luciferians tell you this is what's going to happen. And everyone just looks at it and is like, Okay.
And see, this might go on a conspiracy deep dark side, but do you think like when they're doing this with our children and they're getting the data, do you think they're getting it to sell them?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting it. Look, basically, it's an advanced MK Ultra operation. I have a good friend who's a survivor of the CIA program, yeah. was sold into it by her father at 3 years old. And we've been looking into a lot of stuff, especially I'm really digging into Planned Parenthood lately, because I have a theory and a feeling, and I've been looking into it, that all these lunatics that are out there, remember there was a time when abortion was the worst thing that could possibly yes. happen to you. And it was like such a people like it was horrible, and people that got them felt terrible and suffered for life. A lot of these women, well, now they're out there cheering it on. And
I think it's cool.
Right. And again, New York is where we watched them sign a bill not that long ago, only 2 years ago. This is why I believe they're going to sign that concentration camp bill on January 5th, because the people that are installed in New York and Albany that protected Cuomo and all them with the nursing home stuff, they cheered when New York passed a bill that a woman could abort their baby up to 9 months.
Yes.
And the whole room cheered. And I thought, wow. Well, I have a feeling after a certain time, you have to put the woman out to abort a baby. And it's starting to look like they're probably not aborting those babies.
Right.
At least not the big majority.
Keeping baby alive.
Yeah.
Because yeah, for horrible things, not just the vaccines. Right. And you guys are watching the war on God that's going on with, you know, our servicemen can't get religious exemptions there yes. because, you know, we have also Austin, the head of the military right now, somehow, even after what happened in Afghanistan, he's saying that you can no longer put crosses or any religious symbolism or Psalms or Bible verses on dog tags in the military on top of it.
And that's a big thing on dog tags. It tells you what religion you are.
I know. Not anymore. Not anymore, my friend. Exactly. That's why all these people that believe in transhumanism and the World Economic Forum and their plans for us and the UN, I keep thinking, yeah, no wonder they believe in, like, you know, living forever, because when they meet their maker in hell, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be way worse than Dante's Inferno for these demons. Oh. But, you know, that's where we are right now. It's a war on God. I don't know if you guys saw that the Capitol in Illinois is having their Christmas display tonight, and they're allowing the Church of Satan to put a baby Baphomet, which is the satanic deity of child sacrifice, next to the manger.
In Illinois?
What?
Yeah.
What the heck kind of world are we in? Like,
well, we may just be approaching the end times, it seems like.
Right. And unfortunately, like, they're attacking people left and right, like me and M and you. We have a group here that's just on Emily and I, like, all the time. And I mean, they just found one of my daughter's posts that she posted about her tattoo. And I'm just like, it was a simple sister tattoo. And I'm just like, seriously, you guys are making something out of nothing. I'm like, but then what I'm finding out, there's a lot of darkness here in Ankeny, even. Like,
everywhere. There
is, like, I swear that Ankeny is probably one of the biggest hubs that we have in the state of Iowa, because we're right off the interstate. And right. That's easy access. And I mean, I would love to take these people down and expose them for who they are. And then, but it's because people try to scare you into things and try to scare you out and say, oh, we're coming after you. We're coming after your family if you don't stop. Well, right. You know what? Come after me.
Right.
Because you know what? I'm not backing down no matter what. Because if I back down,
yeah,
then what do we have?
Right. Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, these people are bullies. The truth is that, but this is why you guys and I, people always ask us both, you know, what can I do? What can I do? You guys have a great model of what you can do. We'll share all the links below on my site too, of how people can get involved with your causes. But the truth of the matter is, I think we all have to look at the idea that our country was captured. Our system was totally hijacked. No, it's not false that the election was fraudulent and stolen, and that a foreign entity is right now controlling our politicians through blackmail and bribery and worse. But the hard part is, we really have to pay attention. We cannot allow 2022 to be hijacked. If we do, we not only will they pass HR 1, that Build Back Better bill, by the way, thank God Manchin's not going to vote for it.
Yes.
But I have to say, it is a bill that bill, every G20 nation that I believe pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum in Glasgow at the COP26 against all of we, the people of all of our nations, all of these people have a Build Back Better bill. Why isn't anyone in America saying, why does every country in the G20 have basically the same exact legislation up right now that's all about ceding our sovereignty, bankrupting our country, ending entrepreneurship, ending small businesses, putting everything in the hands of an elite small group of international business people, which are really overrun by the same banking cabal that financed every war ever and this fraudulent United Nations and all of their, you know, disasters. But, you know, that's the thing. What we have to do is make sure that we work, all of us, to make sure that they cannot cheat in 2022.
Yes.
You know, this is what the Omicron, look, there's going to be variant after variant until 2022. We
got the booster.
They're going to drag on the nonsense, false flag, totally falling apart. January 6th insurrection, which you guys and I know was all about threatening we the people. Don't you dare use your constitutional rights to air your grievances against a fraudulent government. You can, it's like election fraud. No, shut up. We'll put you in the gulag. You know, vaccine stuff, we'll put you in the gulag. You know, the District of Columbia is a vassal state that really aligns with the City of London and the Vatican. They do not care about we, the people of the United States, at least not now at all. And more than that, the vassal state that is District of Columbia does not adhere to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or our inalienable rights given by God, and neither do all their corrupt and compromised judges. And everyone involved in 1-6 knows darn well that that was a false flag setup with the Capitol Police and the FBI informants and all these people being proven by Revolver.com and all this footage and Gateway Pundit and all that. We have all the footage. They're holding back everything else. 4 people died. They were only Trump supporters, and 2 of one was shot in the back by a cop, and then he went on TV and bragged about it. And the other one was beaten to death, and they lied and said that it was a drug overdose. 2 others were basically attacked by cops, and it was all, honestly, guys, to threaten people like you guys and me and others.
I was there. I saw a lot of that.
To say, don't you dare question this controlled regime. Yeah.
And they have tried to make me and Emily an example, even at the school board. I mean, using our kids as their pawns, trying to put them in a little box.
I know.
Make them a pawn in their political
thing. Well,
I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. And
I always fight back. And the more they try to silence me, the louder I'm going to get.
Yeah, but it's what you guys are
on the top list.
Yeah, well, what you guys are doing though is really part of the puzzle to honestly expose them, because when Merrick Garland, who doesn't respect our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, or our country at all, he's a full-on globalist, just like all the rest of them. They've all been in on it. The entire time Trump was in office, this entire group, all the Obama people, Biden, Blinken, all of them, they just went on the side across the street and kept going with their globalist agenda, their New World Order, Great Reset agenda that they're all in for against we the people. But when Merrick Garland put out that that document saying that parents that went to challenge the school board were now domestic terrorists and the FBI, I thought of you too, and I thought, this is to shut them up, because you guys had a major win. And you know what?
How many states have disassociated with the NSBA, the National School Board Association? Many of them, including Iowa, we have nothing to do with them now.
Right.
So that's good, because people are seeing their real intentions.
Yeah. And you guys had a lot to do with that. You know, I mean, I've never seen anything like how much General Flynn loves you.
And we love him too.
I was like, oh, they're on the stage with Flynn again.
Mel, maybe you can give your 2 cents about that whole thing. I mean, our 2 cents, I would say, is we stand united because we have a real enemy. We don't have time or energy or effort to be infighting with one another on any level whatsoever.
Yeah.
And we just know it's the enemy sitting back and laughing at us.
Oh, yeah.
We devour ourselves.
Yeah, it's all a distraction. And again, let's just be honest. The demons, the deep state, the cabal, as I call them, the bloodline families and the overlords that really you know, the UN and the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization, they're really below the real group, the Octagon Group, or whatever you want to call them, out of Geneva, Switzerland. It's so funny because we were all raised to think Switzerland was neutral. I tell you, everything evil goes back to Switzerland, including that bizarre CERN.
Do you think they're going to get me started
on that demon portal? Totally
demonic. And I seem to think like the Vatican has pretty deep connections, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Switzerland, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Vatican's been totally captured. I don't know if you saw yesterday, just in time for Christmas, the CGI, I call him the CGI Pope. You know, he keeps making like dictates on you know, stuff that's been established in the Catholic Church forever. He's like changing, you know, he's really part of the one world government, the Jesuit takeover. And part of one world government is there can be no God. There has to be a one world religion. And at the Glasgow event, they have said out loud that their goal is to end all religion and worship of God for a benevolent AI. Think about how scary that is. And these are these people that captured our country and are running DC and have blackmail and everything on this. And we really have to be cognizant about the level of evil. And like I said, people don't want to believe in evil, but evil comes in different forms. And one of them is following orders. And we have to pay attention because these cops and FBI agents that are showing up at school board meetings, it ain't no different than the evil, a lot of Nazi SS guards and Gestapo and brown shirts. It's the exact same behavior. And the good news is they didn't get away with it in Nuremberg, and they're not going to get away with it this time either. But we have to make sure the 2022 elections are fair, valid, and transparent, because if they can cheat, they will cheat. And all the investigations, all the stuff we worked hard on to put out there, will be squashed, and we can't let it happen, because let me tell you something.
There'll be a civil war.
Yeah. If 2022 though is fair and we can push for everything, a voter ID for, you know, none of that's not racist, push for no mail-in ballots unless it's a real reason. Get rid of these machines. Even if they use the machines, there has to be a hand count, a real hand count.
Go back to the old days.
Old days. You know, if you are a proud citizen of the United States, one day every 4 years, you have the opportunity to guide this country. And every person that, you know, all of us, I always say Donald Trump didn't get the election stolen from him. We did. Yeah. And every one of us that voted, that a fraudulent vote was cast, it invalidated one of our votes. And, you know, another thing that's happening in New York for everyone to pay attention to for their own states and cities and localities is New York City Council, total socialist Marxist city council, just passed that 800,000 illegal immigrants can vote in New York's 2022 election. You know, that's another thing we got to make sure cannot happen. Because you guys, we have a lot of
illegals have more rights than way like more US citizens.
Mm-hmm. Way
like,
more.
They don't have to get vaccinated. They don't have to get tested. They don't have to work for anything. I mean, they walk across the border to get $450,000.
Yeah.
Like, can I go across the border and then come back and like, oh, let me strip it down and I'm an illegal alien. Let me get that.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's just like, it's crazy. Like,
and we're finding out that the UN, we should not only demand when justice is restored on the other side of this, that the UN be dismantled, but it should be audited. We should know where every dollar went, because everywhere the UN goes into ends up being a huge trafficking hub. They take all their resources. Yes. They pillage it. How many times are we going to see? I mean, we're seeing the pedophiles being exposed at CNN. We're seeing them being exposed to CIA. We're seeing them being exposed in,
is anything in happening to them though? Like, are we prosecuting any of these people?
Here's the problem. Well, that's the problem with, we have to take over. We cannot allow the cheat in 2022. That's our biggest priority right now, because all of these, here's the thing I've been saying all along. You guys know I've been saying this to you too, and in real life and on stage. What just happened again in New York, the Southern District of New York, the show trial with Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah. It is such way bigger picture, but you're seeing Steve Jobs' widow that owns The Atlantic coming out and saying the child trafficking epidemic conspiracy theory that QAnon made up, you know, and you're seeing all these things saying there's no child trafficking, child sex epidemic, when we're seeing arrests constantly. Mm-hmm. We all know that Trump's first four big executive orders after the JFK release, which they're still trying to hold back, we're all about child trafficking, human trafficking, crimes against humanity. and institutional and individual seizing of assets and property that commit these kind of crimes. There's a reason for that. And I still believe that that's in motion behind the scenes, as I believe that there's a sting into the election fraud. But that doesn't really matter, because you guys really, you love the Bible and Jesus and God, and I know that. And God never came down to earth and fought on the front lines. No, he expected his followers and his people to, and they did, and a lot at a very high cost, including Jesus. And the sad part is people have to realize it's us that have to fight on the front line. God is showing us who is evil and who, and like you guys said, this is what bothers me the most. The Epstein case was really about over $500 million a year blackmail operation that started before her with her father, but also with the Bushes, everyone. This has been going on a long time, back to the mafia, probably the beginning of time. But we do know that they, like we're saying, they seized thousands of black hours of blackmail of politicians, judges, presidents, prime ministers, monarchs, royals, on camera with children or underage boys or girls. Nobody talked about Epstein Island. Nobody talked about the satanic stuff, and nobody mentioned the blackmail ring.
To it, Mel, who's able to block that right now?
I believe that it's all these people, the Obama regime, the Clintons, the Bushes. I believe that they've all been involved in all of this. And it's the people that are blackmailed that are blocking it, which is why with the ousting, this was never about Donald Trump. This was about the crimes that they committed, that they have on all the, they have Hunter Biden's three laptops. It's not
right.
Why.
Right. You know? Everything's
I've
out
seen,
there.
I've like, seen some of that.
Seen. I know.
It's horrific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And not to mention what we haven't seen, but also the money laundering, the use that Joe Biden's totally involved. What about the Uyghur laptop? We saw that there were crimes against children, crimes against humanity. Five NYPD cops that were on that case are dead.
I think it's more now, Mel. I think it's more now. I think it might be up to 9.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And again, who has the evidence? If you have this evidence, you guys, like you're saying, who has it? Trump must know. He must have this evidence. He has to have it. He put in those executive orders for a reason.
Well, how many times was it said we have it all?
I know. Well, the problem is, who are we at this point?
Right.
Because
right.
What they're going to do, Southern District of New York is the ones that hid NXIVM for 12 years, which was a child trafficking ring.
Finally,
don't kid yourselves.
And
yeah.
They got arrested. Finally.
Yeah. Yeah. But the truth is it sat there for 12 years and the Bronfman, one sister's off in this, who they funded it. They're off in the sunset. The other one gets 6 years. They don't even talk about that. They were running something called the Rainbow Cultural Garden, which was a child, children, babies being trafficked all over the place in Mexico. It was all connected. Yeah. And that all went away. The Uyghur laptop, crimes against humanity, crimes against children on the report went away. And now we have the Epstein hours and hours and hours of blackmail seized that the FBI is saying they don't know where it went. My only hope is that it went to a group of people that I pray every day are working behind the scenes. I believe that are waiting. But the truth of the matter is we need to fix the election catastrophe that happened, which was set up and planned. I believe it's a sting operation.
Yeah.
Because like we talked about early on, geopolitically, the whole rest of the world knows. Like, don't think Putin and Xi and Modi and the North and South Korea and Colombia and Brazil, and they all know what happened in our election. They do. And look, if we don't stop it now, and this is why everyone now feeding into the variants and the case-demic and the lockdowns. And I mean, there's people in New York that will say, well, anyone that doesn't get the vaccine should be in a concentration camp. There are American citizens speaking like that. Yeah. They are the problem
there's
now.
There's even a lot here in Ankeny that are speaking like that.
Yeah, they are the problem now.
If you got your shot, you're protected, right? But the logic is gone.
I mean,
after dose number 3, it starts really fading.
Right. and it's that old thing that, you know, we travel with a lot of doctors. I'm going to have one with me and later, but you know, both of us, all three of us have talked to the best of the best that are warning everyone. And, you know, a lot of people are getting sick right after the booster. But if you say to them, oh, you got sick, some of them say, well, it's because they're still unvaccinated people, which is completely devoid of critical thinking and logic.
I just saw today that 95% of New York State is vaccinated, but yet they are one of the highest with the new variant.
Right, because it's a K-stemic. That's what I'm saying.
That makes sense, people.
Right, and why are people waiting in line that have no symptoms to get a fake test to add to the numbers? They're adding to the numbers to give them the power to shut down. And I'm telling you, as soon as New York does something, all of the blue states follow. And,
I just talked to a lady here in Ankeny, and she works for the billing side of Medicare. When somebody dies or they have to have a claim, they're supposed to go through them, make sure it's not fraudulent or anything. Anything listed COVID, they push through. They don't even look at it.
No.
This is the problem, because that's how the numbers go up. That's how fraudulent stuff is being done. And that's what needs to end. We need more people to actually be brave enough to come out and say, yep, I work for this person. Right. This is what I'm told to be done. And not worry about whether or not you're going to have a job after it. Because if you don't stop it now, you're not even going to have a house to live in.
It's true.
You're going to be sitting in a concentration camp because they're going to take you off because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So that's why I always stand up for what I think is right. And I don't care who comes after me, who tries to threaten me, anything. Let them come to me.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yeah. It really doesn't matter because these people honestly are useful idiots. They don't even understand that they are facilitating and basically propping up and supporting the ceding of the sovereignty of the greatest country on the planet. You know, while they're out there, you know, Blinken and Biden and all them calling us systematically racist and going to the UN to look into our human rights issues in America and our civil rights issues, the worst place in the world, the UN, for any of that. But they went there and they said that America is systematically racist. Now we're seeing all these false gun violence. They want to take our guns. It's really skyrocketed.
Do you see that happened last week
here too?
The whole TikTok trend that just went across the U.S. about the schools. And you know what? I kept my kids home last Friday because of the fact that the week before that we had a threat at the Ankeny Centennial High School that the school just brushed underneath the rug, said the kid was having some kind of meltdown and nothing was confronted about anything. And he was allowed to go back to class that day.
Right. Why is it that every school shooter ever the FBI already knew about? How many kids does the FBI know about anyway? And that's where I think the whole CPS and child trafficking and brainwashing of children and this trafficking of young children, even babies, that's going on, that our government, I believe, is involved in, at least the military. It goes back to the whole MK Ultra, but it does seem that they've created a bunch of little monsters. Also with the indoctrination of the school system, because you guys know these climate hoax people, these climate crazies, these kids like Greta and stuff, they'd shoot you because they don't think that you're living up to the standards of the global climate. Like the human life doesn't even matter to them. Some obscure numbers. And don't forget, the people manipulating the climate change numbers are the same people that manipulated the COVID numbers at the Imperial College in the UK. So it's all the same people. That's the one thing we have to always remember. Fighting amongst ourselves, like the people that are staunch, not the Marxist communists that are in at the Weather Underground folk that are in on the Black Lives Matter con on the Black community and all of our communities. And not the, you know, Antifa seems to me to be a bunch of brainwashed either by schooling, MK Ultra. They all look like they have the big eyes and they all look like they're unwell and they're tattooed all over and the piercings and they're all transgender or something. They all seem to be part of a similar army and a similar background. This can't all be coincidence, but also they're not.
I wonder if the schools aren't really pushing that kind of thing, especially the bigger cities and the bigger schools. I believe that it does start in schools.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it still here in Ankeny. How many kids are mentally disabled or mentally like,
On those drugs too.
Yes.
A lot of these kids, you know, we're around the same age, like 15 years ago when it was like every kid that like acted out in school, they were like threw on drugs and it stopped. Even my sister spoke out about, she's a psychiatrist, about like, there shouldn't be, you know, school nurses or social workers or psychologists putting children on psychiatric drugs. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I fell for that when my son was in third grade. A teacher came out and said, hey, he's not focusing. We think he has a little bit of ADHD. And I'm like, okay, you know, I've never had a kid like this. And I could see him like jumping around being crazy, you know? So I thought, okay. So I took him to the doctor. They filled out the notes.
Right, of course. Whatever.
They put him on Ritalin.
Yeah. And millions of children.
And I'm like, what in the hell? Like, now that going back and looking at my kids' medical records, once I started researching about vaccines and everything, I went back and I looked. I'm like, I just put my son on methadone. Like, that's a form of like meth.
What did you know? You didn't know. And it wasn't.
I know. You don't know. It was millions.
It was millions of parents, millions and millions. And first of all, only psychiatrists should be prescribing those drugs, but suddenly family doctors and pediatricians.
Right. That's who prescribed my son's.
But it's the same pharmaceutical industry that is pushing the vaccine. And don't forget, a lot of those drugs were still on patent then. Now they're off patent. So they needed a new money-making scheme in the pharmaceutical industry. And here we are.
Of course they did.
And I mean, I encourage parents to do your own research on this stuff. Ugh. And make your own choices. But I mean, you only know what you know. And like, we want to bring it out to light. Like, I didn't know vaccines when my child got vaccine injured until I pulled medical records and started seeing for myself. They got shots on this date. They were all hospitalized or in the doctor's office within 14 days. And it just kept going. And I never put two and two together. I went through the whole, oh man, this just happened. I went through the awakening part. Then I went through the guilt tripping guilt trip. Then I went through the ticked off stage. Like, how can people do this? Like, stop doing it. Now I'm in the stage. Like, I just want to inform people and just say, here's the information. You want information. Here you go. Here's what we need to do. Here's what we can do.
Right.
Educate yourself and just try to go think outside the box a little bit. And I know Emily and I are still fighting the schools left and right. It's like, we get the mask off. Now we're dealing with pornography in the school. And I'm like, is it never ending? Like, seriously,
no, evil never rests.
No. It's like one thing after another. If it's not the pornography in the school, it's CRT.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
which is such an assault on everything. I just saw an article today. It was like Martin Luther King's I Had a Nightmare speech, because everything that he said, they've turned upside down. And, you know, everything he fought for, they've just reversed, you know, over just since Joe Biden got in. That's how short of a time.
Always said that they're trying to take down these statues, trying to erase our history so they can rewrite it and to put it the way they want. Because they always say history repeats itself. And if you can't go back and look what happened, it's going to repeat itself. And that's how it repeats itself, because it gets erased and rewritten. And then people fall right back into the same thing.
Right. Well, you can't go back to something you have no memory of. And they've done that with our children. That's why I'm telling you, when I look back to, you know, how obsessed I was with trying to figure out how the German people allowed Nazi Germany and concentration camps to actually come to fruition and run for a full 3 years before anyone really started to do anything. Millions of lives. And it wasn't just the killing them. There was torture. There was experimentation of the worst kind. And honestly, a lot of those, the worst of the worst Nazis like Mengele and Goebbels, and a lot of them really just came to America. And it was like a whole farce what happened, backed by Rockefeller and Kissinger and these same people that are honestly at the end of the day behind this last 2 years. And that's why I really commend you guys, because you're just two moms who love your children and God and have a lot of faith in country. And you've went out there and been real examples for parents that, you can make a difference, because you two have. But like Emily said, it's like, until they are stopped, they're not going to stop. They don't think that way. They don't care. They have a goal, and their goal is the ceding of the sovereignty of the United Nations, the burning of our freedom, the disparaging and discarding of our God and our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and making us a nation state that these overlords control. And they have to call the herd. Depopulation agenda has been around for 30 years. This is not new. And that's it. That's why you guys and me, we know this is our last stand, and it's all or nothing. And you guys have between you 12 kids that are counting on you guys winning. and you're winning and I'm trying to help, but we got to be really cognizant of the fact that we got to do everything we can to make sure they can't cheat in 2022. Right. And we also need to keep demanding that the evidence that they are sitting on, whoever they are, is really our evidence, because we paid for those investigations and we deserve to know who's blackmailed in our government and has been making decisions based on their own crimes and their own blackmail situation or bribery situation, while we, the people, have been shafted left and right, here and there. Because I'm telling you, so much of this is about a huge international blackmail ring that's connected to the child and sex trafficking. Yes. And that's where we have to say, you know what, we're not giving up. You're not going to close the book on Maxwell. Yeah, sure. I hope that those four girls, you know, get the justice that they deserve and are seeking. But people have to understand there's thousands of victims.
Yes.
Thousands of victims of just the Epstein thing. And they're not just boys and girls. They're also very young children. And I think you can bring out the problem.
The sex trafficking. I know that would turn everybody against the deep state, because they know that you don't mess with the kids.
I know.
They don't want that out. They're scared to death of letting that out, because if that gets brought to light,
yeah,
that would unify so many people and take down the
And the worst part is,
Republicans.
Yes.
They're both guilty on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
So it could bring people together, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. But the problem is that here's the greatest, you know, trick Satan ever played was convincing people he didn't exist. Right. So what we know is that a lot of people, especially Democrats and liberals that have been so manipulated by the media and propaganda and everything, though I could do a whole nother show on what I saw in Hollywood with pedophilia and child trafficking. But I will tell you, good people don't want to believe in evil. Don't want to even go there. You start to say, no, this is what happened on Epstein Island. This is what really happened there. Or even if you talk about the Vatican scandal, which has been proven to be huge, they don't want to talk about it. Good people do not want to acknowledge evil exists, period.
My response is, do those children get to turn away at the end of the night after they've been harmed? No,
if they ever make it.
Right.
So how can we turn away? Like, every child is God's child. So my thought when I began this journey 4 years ago and learned all about the child trafficking that you're talking about, Mel, I couldn't turn away, because every child matters. Every child is valuable in the face of God. And
you
broke my heart, and it should break our hearts.
Right.
It should break our hearts. Like, if my response is just to turn the other way and act like nothing's happening, shame on me. God will not hold us guiltless. Absolutely not. Right. He's given us this knowledge for a reason, and he works through his people. And if you sit there and you're like, nope, I'm not going to do anything about that, because maybe I'll be called a conspiracy theorist, or maybe someone will come and attack me verbally or whatever it may be. It's like Jonah. It's like God told Jonah, go to Nineveh. You need to do certain things for me. And Jonah was like, nope, I'm not doing that. And so God eventually got his attention and swallowed him by a big fish until he repented. Not saying people are going to be swallowed by a big fish.
Yeah.
But God can certainly intervene and say, no, look, I've raised you up for such a time as this. That's like you, Mel, stepping forward and talking about all that you learned back then. That was not by accident. That was not by coincidence. That's by God's providence. That's what that is.
Yep. It has to be, because I don't know where it comes from. Like, I tell you guys, I get on stage, I'm like, I don't know what I'm even going to say. And then I come down and I'm like, does that make sense? And people are like, yeah, it was great. I'm like, I don't even know what I said.
I work the same way.
I know. Yeah, we're always like, I don't know what I'm going to say.
What I'm going to say, you know.
But, you know, we're being led by a power greater than ourselves, thank God. And we're on the right track. And I encourage everyone to stand up and be brave like you guys have been. And I want also my audience, because I'm going to share this on my platform, can you tell them where they can find you guys and how they can help you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can find us at iowamamabears.com, M-A-M-A-bears.com.
Mama bears.
iowamamabears.com.
Great.
And we have our podcasts listed there. We have our blueprint, which is how we got the bill passed in Iowa, which we're still waiting upon and praying that God delivers all the children once again in Iowa from these masks. However, many cities have done the right thing, got new school board members in there, and they are off the children in Iowa. Masks are off most children in Iowa.
And I want to encourage parents out there, whether you have kids in school or not, to go to your school board meetings. Dress alike. You can get a Freedom Over Fear shirt, or you can just dress alike in whatever you want to wear. But go to those meetings, because that is important.
And it makes a difference.
And you don't have to speak. Be a listening ear, watchful eye. If you hear or see something you don't think is right, then speak up. Or applaud somebody that you are there to back, you know, because that's what we need to do. We need to start getting involved locally, because it starts in our schools, because they're indoctrinating our kids to then turn on us.
Right.
Because that's what they wanted to do. If they can, if they can get that next generation to believe what they want, their agenda is going to move forward.
Right on. Right on. Okay, ladies. Well, thank you so much for having me. I cannot wait to see you in Arizona. It's too much time in between. Everyone, please join us. We're all going to be in Arizona at the Reawaken America Tour. And I will send everyone your way.
Can I say a quick prayer for you,
Mel? Will I say a quick prayer right after?
Can I say a real quick prayer? Okay. Father, we thank you for Mel. God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life. Lord, I know that you're using her for great and mighty things. God, we know that you use the ordinary to do extraordinary, God. Not that we're calling Mel ordinary, because she's incredible, God. But we just ask for your mighty hand of protection to be upon her, Lord. We ask that you would continue to move her, God, wherever, Lord, she needs to be used by you, God. That you would surround her with your presence, Lord, and strengthen her with might, Lord, in her inner being, God, as she's stepping out, Lord, to spread the truth, Lord, everywhere she goes, God, to be a light for you, God. Help her to keep shining bright, Lord, and just be a protection against this evil, God, that could come against her. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys. And remember,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I will see you in 2022, the year we take back our country.
Amen.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Get up, get out, and get loud, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.